नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. We're reading from Canto 7. Unfortunately, I've kept a marker. Let's see if we can discover that shloka which we left a month back. Any idea? Anyone remembers by any chance which shloka we're discussing? Oh, Jay. 7.5.6, huh? My marker is at 10. Okay. Theek, anyways, I'll summarize and then we'll start from this 10th or 11th verse. We'll see which one to take. So, the context is we are trying to understand Prahlad Maharaj qualities. So, Prahlad Maharaj teachers, Shanda and Amarka, they were teaching Prahlad Maharaj very nicely. What they were teaching? They were teaching how to do better sense gratification, how to grow economically, and how to rule, how to be diplomat, a good diplomat, and so on and so forth. These were the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj's teachers, and Prahlad Maharaj would repeat very nicely. And then one day, it was a vacation time, so Prahlad Maharaj came home, and his father, Hiranyakashipu, he asked, "My dear son, what is the best thing that you have learnt?" And Prahlad Maharaj, he gives a very nice answer. It's almost like a slap on the face of Hiranyakashipu. And what was that shloka? Tat sadhu manye asuryavarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat hitvatma patam grahamanda kopam vanam gato yad dharimashrayetat. I think this is the fifth verse or sixth verse. This is the fifth verse of Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.5. So where he's saying, Tat sadhu manye, according to me, Tat sadhu manye, according to me, the best thing, sadhu manye, asurya varya, oh asurya varya, the best among the demons. Tat sadhu manye asurya varya deinam sama sada samudvigna dhyam asadgrahat. The one who is entangled in asadgrahat. What is asadgrahat? The one who is entangled in the household life, you know, completely doing sense gratification. So for them, what is he saying? Hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam. That particular graha, that particular household life is what? Is like a andakupa, like a blind well. And if you remember, we had an intense discussion on this blind well concept. So I'll not repeat now. And then he says, Hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam vanangatoya dharimashrayeta. Give up all these things and go to vana, forest. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, Brindavana, go to Brindavana and do what? Dharim ashrayeta, take ashraya of Sri Hari, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they are always in line. So Krishna is saying that to give up everything and surrender unto me, and Prahlad Maharaj is saying give up everything and surrender unto him. So like this you'll find many verses in Bhagavatam where it's very clear, surrender unto Krishna, surrender unto Krishna. And then Hiranyakashipu, no, he started smiling. First time, right? So he started smiling. He started telling Shanda and Amarka, looks like someone has spoiled his consciousness. Someone has spoiled his consciousness. Looks like people from ISKCON are coming. They're doing online Gita course. Even when Prahlad is logged in his Gurukul, still some online course is going on. So make sure that no course happens there. And he's always protected. This is what they say. And then the teachers are saying, no, no one came. And Hiranyakashipu is like, no, someone might have come. Where do you learn all these things from? Now the teachers were bewildered. Teachers were thinking, no, we had taken care very nicely. There was no one who came. But then where did this boy learn all these things from? Then afterwards, after the vacation, when Prahlad Maharaj goes back to his school, so at that time, the teachers, these are the verses, maybe I can read the translation. When the Hiranyakashipu servants brought the boy, I'm reading text 8, back to Gurukul, the priests of the demons, Shanda and Amarka, pacified him with very mild voices and affectionate words. They inquired from him as follows. So what did they inquire? Dear son Prahlad, all peace and good fortune unto you. Kindly do not speak lies. Just reply with the truth. These boys you see are not like you, for they do not speak in a deviant way. How have you learned these instructions? How has your intelligence been spoiled in this way? Don't you think it's like our relatives coming and saying all these things? Why are you not normal like other people? Why are you like this abnormal? I don't know if I had shared with you, personal, still I can share. It's a close group and all are my people. So I had got admission in BITS Pilani Goa campus. And when I was leaving from my house for Goa, my mother, she told me, she made a very prophetic statement. She said that if you would have been a normal person, I would have not sent you to Goa. Since you're abnormal, I'm sending you to Goa. And I'm sure after going there, you'll make many other people abnormal. This is what she told me. So in this world, the definition of normal and abnormal has changed. Something that was normal in Vedic times, that has become abnormal now. Doing Krishna Bhakti, speaking about Krishna is abnormal. Many of the times, people will not entertain us. Many of the times. And we will see that our own people, our own relatives, they will actually try to demotivate us in all the possible ways. And that's what we'll see now when it comes to Prahlad Maharaj. His own teachers are going to demotivate him very nicely. And let's see how Prahlad Maharaj stands and what, and from where does this, where does Prahlad Maharaj having that strength to speak to his teachers when they're asking this question. So it's a very nice section that we are entering, where we'll try to understand that what should be our mood, when we deal with such people, and also what is that thing, or what is that shelter that will actually give us strength to withstand all these nonsensical arguments from people around. Text 10. So here they say, Buddhi Vedha Parakrita Utaho Te Svato Bhavat Banyatam Shrutuka Kamanam Gurunam Kulanandana. Oh, best of your family, has this pollution of your intelligence been brought about by you or by the enemies? We are all your teachers and are very eager to hear about this. Please tell us the truth. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's teachers were astonished that a small boy could speak such exalted Vaishnava philosophy. Therefore, they inquired about the Vaishnavas who stealthily taught it to him in order that these Vaishnavas might be arrested and killed in the presence of Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu. So, in general also, we understand, see here Prabhupada is saying that teachers thought that they were astonished that how this small boy can speak exalted Vaishnava philosophy. So in general also, we have experienced this. People know the philosophy of Vaishnavas. People know Savadharman Parityajya. So whoever met my parents, and then at that time when I started practicing bhakti, they would tell my parents, don't allow him to do Krishna Bhakti. We have heard anyone who does Krishna Bhakti, they leave everything and go away. So, yes, that is a fact. That is the truth of Krishna Bhakti. Because anyone who understands Krishna, anyone who gets a good understanding of the philosophy of life, that person cannot just live a normal material life. That person will switch. So, in one of the Bhagavatam class, I was explaining about the retirement from the material life and retirement from material desires. So maybe this might help you to get retired today itself. So please hear carefully. So what do you mean by retirement? Retirement, you know, means vanaprastha, basically. Nowadays, obviously, retirement means playing golf or golf in Western countries. And here, you know, it's all about trying to wear clothes like a teenage person and trying to go around walking with a dog. You know, I'm seeing nowadays in Aces layout. And then doing some exercise or whatever in the field. So, vanaprastha is retirement, where you know you just give up everything after the age of 50. So you're not there, you know, in home. You and the person and his wife, you know, they'll go out for Teertha Yatra. So we have discussed this, you know, for I think quite a number of times. So that is retirement from material life, where the person completely retires and then he's just focusing on bhakti. The second thing is retiring from material desires and switching to spiritual desires. So all of us have this chance in our life when we understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We all have this chance to retire from our material desires and switch to spiritual desires. What are those spiritual desires? And what are those material desires we're talking about? Material desires is how can I give pleasure to all my senses? That is material desire. How can I enjoy? How can I be happy? Now, these are material desires. And what is spiritual desires? Spiritual desires is how can I give pleasure to Krishna? How can I attain Krishna? How can I serve Krishna better in a selfless mood? These are spiritual desires. So today itself, we can retire. Today itself, we can retire from our material desires and switch to spiritual desires. Just by asking this question more often, whenever we are doing any activity, am I doing it for my sense gratification or am I doing it to gratify Krishna's senses? So this is a very, very important point. In fact, Prabhupada makes this point. Can you give me Bhagavad Gita? So in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada makes this point, in a preface. Let me read it as it is, so that you get the essence of as it is Bhagavad Gita. So this comes in I guess preface. Parting prospect Lord. So look at this statement, preface, last paragraph. So Prabhupada says, a living entity is happily the part and parcel of the Lord, and thus his natural function is to render immediate service to the Lord. By the spell of illusion, one tries to be happy by serving his personal sense gratification in different forms, which will never make him happy. Instead of satisfying his own personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of life. The Lord wants this and he demands it. Look at the statement. This is very, very important. The Lord wants it and he demands it. What does he demand from all of us? Engage in my service. That's what Lord is demanding. Krishna says, right? Yat karoshi yat dasnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kauntaya mat kuruswa madar. What is that? Kuruswa madarpanam. So whatever you're doing, just offer it to me. So Krishna is very clear about that. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Because only that can purify us. There is nothing that can purify us. Only serving Krishna with complete faith and devotion can purify us. Nothing can purify us. If you are thinking that something else will purify us, then it's just a myth. It's just a myth. Nothing in this world can purify us except Krishna. So that is the reason. In general, we see that anyone who understands the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, that person immediately switches. He retires from the material desires and switches to spiritual desires. Because he very well knows that only when I have spiritual desires, I'll be able to act on those lines. And then when I act on those lines, as told by Krishna, I'll be able to purify myself and attain the ultimate perfection of life. That is breaking cycle of birth and death and attaining Krishna. So this is Vaishnava philosophy. And anyone who knows this, he'll do. Or she will do, whatever it is. That's what here, the Shanda and Amarkar are saying, how are you speaking this exalted Vaishnava philosophy? So, in general, common public will never understand this. They'll say it's illogical, it's not practical or whatever. But then this is the only thing that is practical. This is the only thing that is logical. Everything else in this world is illogical. What is logical in this world? So every place, a person, every place, people keep saying that here is happiness, there is happiness, but it's all illogical. There's no happiness anywhere. The happiness is only at the lotus feet of Krishna, And we understand, through people like Prahlad Maharaj, personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, because they have tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of Krishna. When Dhruva Maharaj got Sakshat Darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I think we have promised, right? After Prahlad Maharaj, we'll go to Dhruva Maharaj. So we'll see there. So when he got Sakshat Darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead, so Dhruva Maharaj was not understanding what to do. He was like small 5 year, even he was 5 year old boy. So we're discussing about 5 year old kids, so that we feel, a bit ashamed when we practice bhakti. So Dhruva Maharaj gets Sakshat Darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not understanding what to do. So he's seeing the beautiful form, Kiritinam, Kundalinam, he's seeing that wonderful form of the Lord where there's Kirita, the mukut, then Kundala, earrings, Shankh Chakra Gadadharam. So he's holding Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. And this personality is not understanding what to do. The only thing that he could do was he jumped, he went, he embraced the lotus feet of the Lord, and he started licking the lotus feet of the Lord. Obviously, it will be sweet, right? So he was licking so much. So, anyways, for us, it will be difficult to understand what is the sweetness of the lotus feet of the Lord. But this is what is exalted philosophy. So, exalted philosophy, by exalted personalities, now we understand that ultimate goal of life is to attain Krishna. And to attain Krishna, we have to switch from our material desires to spiritual desires as soon as possible, ASAP. We cannot wait for long because life is short. And then Sri Prahlad Maharaj starts speaking. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's saying, Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy. By deluding the intelligence of men, indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources." Now you look at this, what question Chandan Amarkar asking, what this person is speaking. No connection at all. So Chandan Amarkar asking that, who has spoiled your intelligence? Is it you yourself or by your enemies? And then he's saying that, he starts with, "Let me pay respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead." That's how he starts. "Whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy by deluding the intelligence of men." So indirectly, he's telling his teachers, you people should go and get admitted in mental asylum because your intelligence is deluded. "Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this. I'm actually experiencing because I heard you two, Chandan Amarka. Although I had previously heard it from authoritative sources." Who are the authoritative sources? Narada Muni, the spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, Prahlad. Here, Prabhupada gives a long purport. Let's see what Prabhupada wants to tell us. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5:18, "Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapakecha Pandita Samadarshinaha." The humble sage, by the virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow and an elephant, a dog and a dog eater, outcast. Pandita, those who are actually learned, the equipoised, advanced devotees, who have full knowledge of everything, do not see any living entity as an enemy or friend. Instead, with broader vision, they see that everyone is part of Krishna, as confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nityadas." Every living entity, being part of the Supreme Lord, is meant to serve the Lord, just as every part of the body is meant to serve the whole body. As servants of Supreme Lord, all living entities are one. But a Vaishnava, because of his natural humility, addresses every other living entity as Prabhu. A Vaishnava sees other servants to be so advanced that he has much to learn from them. Thus he accepts all other devotees of the Lord as Prabhu's masters. Although everyone is a servant of the Lord, one Vaishnav servant, because of humility, sees another servant as his master. Understanding of the master begins from the understanding of the spiritual master. So before we enter the next concept, let me explain this one, a very, very important one. So all of us in our spiritual life, we will see that there will be some devotees who will progress much ahead of us. We might have come together But some devotee will progress much ahead of us and will remain there itself, wherever we were. So what are we supposed to do at that time? So whenever the devotee is chanting, we should go and trouble that devotee. Whenever the devotee is reading book, we should call him, let's go out and do something. Whenever he's hearing some Krishna katha, we should go and disturb that devotee. Whenever he's doing deity worship, we should pull his dhoti down. So this is called envy, where we plan and we pull the person down. So that's not correct. This is called materialism. So materially, when someone progresses ahead, what happens? Everyone else around, they feel envy of that person. What do you mean by envy? There's a difference between envy and jealousy. Jealousy means he has it, I don't have, I also want it. And person endeavors to get that. So jealousy is good. But it should be spiritual jealousy without any negativity. And what about envy? He has it, I don't have, even he shouldn't have. That's called as envy. And this is something which is actually holding us back here in this material world very tightly. Unfortunate situation. Have you seen this? Today morning only I was meditating on this point. Why is it that when Krishna is glorified, why don't we get that bliss? And when we are glorified, why do we get that bliss? Have you noticed? When someone says that, Prabhu, you're so nice, the kirtan that you did, or that service that you did, was amazing. Where are you learning all these things from? Past life, is it? It's amazing, amazing. I don't think there's anyone on this earth like you. And then we are like, oh, you're absolutely correct. Not just earth. 14 planet systems, I'm the only one. Please don't underestimate me. This is what is the inner feeling, but externally we are like, Prabhuji, no Prabhuji. I'm just a worm in this pool. I'm actually like a prostitute. I'm a gone case. So these are externally, internally, don't underestimate my glories. 14 worlds, I'm the only one. So when we hear our glories, we feel like we want the other person to glorify us more. Now we like, Dil mange more. Please give me more. I want to hear more and more and more. It's so sweet. It's so sweet. It's like nectar. Someone has put nectar in my ear. And when we are hearing Krishna Katha, when we are hearing glories of Krishna, so we don't feel that nectar. We feel like, okay, theek hai. Okay, Supreme Personality of God, theek hai. He's there, let him be there. I'm here, let me be here. And there is not much connection. One of the base devotee, he got married. And then his wife was back in his hometown and he was here. His job shifted and he went back to his hometown. So before leaving, so we had a farewell. So his wife is not a devotee. So somehow he couldn't get a good match. So he had to marry a non-devotee. But it seems like a pious and humble lady. Then on his farewell day, we gave him a farewell. So farewell of Vaishnava is basically we glorify that Vaishnava who is leaving. So he said that my wife has got a Bhagavad Gita. And again she's asking, why again and again here, this Prabhupada is saying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know his Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why to repeat it again and again? So he was telling that, Prabhus, I beg at your lotus feet that this is my situation. Please pray for me. This is how my wife is. So this is in general for everyone, to be very frank. Suppose if today's class, if I continue till night 12 o'clock, I'm not going to do. I want to sleep. So suppose if I do that, I don't think I'll have any rasa to speak and nor you will have any rasa to hear, right? Because for us, glorifying Krishna is not natural. No, it's something artificial. We are trying to make it natural with our practice. But then it's not natural. Why? Why is it that we don't have taste for hearing Krishna's glories? Because we are envious of Krishna. This is the fact. We might not understand, but this is very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. We all are enemies of Krishna. We all Baddha Jivas, we all are enemies of Krishna. That is the reason we are here in this material world. Only reason that we were envious of Krishna, so we are here. This is the most biggest offense, you know, that we do, of being envious of Krishna. See, only when we are envious of someone, and if that person is glorified, no, we don't feel that happiness, isn't it? But when we are glorified, we feel happiness. So when Krishna is glorified, we are not feeling happiness. So what does that mean? That means, no, we are enemies of Krishna. So this is our current situation, our current condition, you know, very, very baddha, very baddha state, you know, very, very fallen state. Literally every single day, you know, we have to pray to the Lord, you know, with tears in the eyes, that please forgive me for all my offenses. I'm a baddha jiva. How do you expect me, you know, to do a nice bhakti? In fact, I'm an envious soul. I'm envious of you. So I'm here in this material world. But by the mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga, by the mercy of my Gurujan, I've understood that this is what's my baddha state. But, oh Krishna, trust me, I myself can never overcome this. Because, you know, this is something which is ingrained in my system from lifetime after lifetime. But, oh Krishna, if you forgive me for all my offenses and all the sins, you know, that I've done, surely that papa pravritti from my heart, that aprad pravritti from my heart will be removed from the root, and I'll be able to do your bhakti nicely. Oh Krishna, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please don't punish me like this. You know something? What is real punishment? I was giving a class on this topic. What is real punishment? So we might feel, oh, my health is not good. My head is aching and my body is aching while I'm vomiting and this and that. Money problem, wife problem, kids problem. No, this is not punishment. This is not punishment. This is our karma. This is not punishment. You know what is real punishment? Real punishment means we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and we are not able to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is real punishment. Real punishment is we close our eyes and we cannot remember the lotus feet of Krishna. That is real punishment. And since we chose to do this, you know, Krishna has said Tathastu. This is actually a punishment, you know, from Krishna. So whenever we are chanting and not able to focus, we have to remember that this Krishna is punishing us. Krishna is punishing us. We should beg and pray to Krishna that, you know, please don't punish me like this. I'm a baddha jiva. What will you get by punishing me? Please don't punish. Yes, this was my call to be here to do sense gratification. But again, I'm taking a call to come back to you. Oh Krishna, please don't punish me like this. I want to come back to you and serve you. Please allow me to hear your holy name. Please allow me to remember you all the time. Please don't punish me like this. No, please forgive me. Please forgive me. You know, this should be the mood. I was reading in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada made a very, very prophetic statement. He said that a devotee who is in the mood of repentance, that devotee will be able to realize Krishna. I repeat, a devotee who is in the mood of repentance all the time, that devotee will be able to realize Krishna. So the most important thing for all of us is we have to be in the mood of repentance. That yes, I'm such a rogue, I'm such a envious person, I'm such a sinful person. No, it's so much of papa pravritti, the sinful tendency in the heart. I have no qualification at all. I have no qualification at all by mercy of Guru. You know, I'm here. But then, you know, Krishna is so merciful, but still, you know, let me beg and pray to Krishna, you know, for his forgiveness. Now, please forgive me, O Lord. Please forgive me. This is called repentance. You know, we should be in the repentance mode. Now, some devotees might say, no, Prabhu, you are papi. We are not. You might have done papa. We have not done any papa. But the proof that we all are papi, the proof that we all are sinful, is we are there in this material world. That is the proof that we all are sinful. None of us, you know, are pure. Yes. So that is the fact. That is the fact. If we are pure, then why will we be here in this material world? We'll be back in Goloka. Because a pure person will be with pure person. And an impure sinful person will be with other impure sinful people. And we are very comfortable in this material world, isn't it? Why are we comfortable here in this material world? Because, you know, we say, you know, birds of the same feather flock together. All sinful people are flocking together. Very nice, very nice. Oh, this is very nice. That is very nice. So it is said that the crows, they assemble together and have the meeting in garbage bin. And swans, they assemble in the nectarian waters. So as of now, our situation is we are like crows. We have assembled here in this garbage-like material world. And we feel, oh, very nice. Oh, this garbage smell is so nice. And someone else will come and say, oh, this smell is nothing. That smell which I smelled there was very nice. And we say, oh, okay, then I have to visit that place and see. No, even I want to smell there. That is what is our current situation. So we are Baddha, extremely Baddha. And our situation is like we're envious of Krishna. So every single day, you know, when we are chanting and when we are not able to focus on our on the holy name, we should beg and pray to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, please forgive me. Please don't. Now, please don't punish me like this. Yes, yes. In fact, you know, I am a person who should be punished. You know, I should be burnt in hell lifetime after lifetime. But you're so merciful that you're allowing me to be here in this material world. And, you know, you have given all the comforts of life, you know, that is needed, you know, to sustain this or to exist, you know, in this human form. But, oh Lord, this is, you know, this is not what I desire. I desire to focus when I chant, when I'm chanting your holy names. I desire to remember your lotus feet. This is what I want, O Lord. This is what I want. Again and again, repeated prayers, you know, has to be there. Then it's possible that, you know, we'll be able to progress. We'll be able to move ahead in Krishna consciousness. Because when we repent, when we understand our real position, automatically we take a humble position. Or else, you know, we'll always think we are someone great. We are no great people. Unfortunate situation this is. We are no great people. We are sinful people. What greatness we have. Only great person is Krishna and his close associates like Prabhupada. Now we are just Baddha Jivas, we are sinful people. And since we are sinful and since we are Baddha, since we are envious of Krishna, you know what happens? Automatically, we are envious of the Vaishnavas also around. Any Vaishnava who progresses ahead, you know what happens? We start feeling envy. Why he? Why not me? This is the question that comes. Why he? No, why my Bhakti Riksha leader has chosen him? No, why that devotee is glorifying him? Are, I am better. Look here. We might not say, we might be smiling like this. But then, you know, inside our heart and mind, it's calling out, look here, 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 here. What are you doing here? Glorify me. I am the person. He is nothing in front of me. Are, tuchha jeev he is. He is tuchha jeev. I'm great, glorify me. We feel that I deserve it, he doesn't deserve. Why is he put forward? Why is he moving forward? So one thing we have to understand is this envious nature, since it is inherent in our heart, it will always keep popping up every now and then. We'll be envious of Vaishnavas around. Like for example, in the group of all your Bhakti Rikshas, so there'll be some people who will become Bhakti Riksha leaders, there'll be some people who will become service leaders. There'll be some people who will be, you know, leading some Gita courses somewhere. So it will happen. And some of us, you know, might remain a Bhakti Riksha member, maybe full lifetime, assisting our Bhakti Riksha leader. So one important thing that we have to understand is, okay, no problem. They are qualified. They are much better than me. No, I should feel more happy. I should celebrate that, oh, some person who was there with me is progressing so nicely. I'm so fortunate that I had the association of such a person. This is called as Vaishnava mood. This is called as Vaishnava mentality. And when we say that why he is going ahead and why not me, that is materialistic mentality. That is envious mentality, you know, that we have. So in this way, now we need to understand that this envious nature will always keep popping every now and then. So better, I understand that every other person is better than me, except, you know, every other person is much, much better except me. So better, I accept everyone as my master. And that is the reason Prabhupada has very nicely said this etiquette of calling each other as Prabhu. No, you're my master. You're my master. Obviously, we don't feel that in our heart when we call others as Prabhu. It has just become a, it might be just a, you know, and now it is normal now. We're calling everyone as Prabhu. But the real meaning of Prabhu is like we accept the person to be superior than me. That is the meaning of Prabhu. So in this way, you know, this particular paragraph that we just read, it talks about that what is the mood of a Vaishnav. The mood of a Vaishnav is seeing every other Vaishnav as advanced and seeing oneself lower than them, taking a lower position, accepting, you know, that I'm a servant and calling the other person as Prabhu. This is a very, very important mood. See, all of us, you know, will be doing the same activities, chanting 16 rounds, reading Bhagavatam, attending Bhagavatam classes, you know, doing some service, preaching, whatever. All of us will be doing the same. I mean, what new thing will come in Krishna consciousness? Right? The Mahamantra will not change. The deities will not change. The bald person giving class will not change. Yes, Bhagavatam will not change. Now we cannot say a new edition of Bhagavatam has come. That only Vyasadeva will give next Kali Yuga. Or next Chatur Yuga. But then when it comes to this Kali Yuga, we have only one Bhagavatam, one Bhagavad Gita, no more additions and things like that. I mean, no more add-ons to that. So everything is going to remain the same. And all the devotees are going to practice the same thing. But what is the difference between the devotee who goes back home and what's the difference between a devotee who stays back here? The only difference between the two is the mood of the devotee. Mm-hmm. Externally, when we see two devotees, we might see, he's put tilak, he has put tilak. No, maybe his tilak is straight, his tilak is a bit bent. No, but tilak is same, tilak is tilak. Oh, this person has wore kanti, this person has wore kanti, kanti mala. Dhoti kurta. So same. But internal, what is the mood? That is the difference. No, that is the different thing in both of them. And that will actually take the person, to the next level. And that's what is the job of the spiritual master, to beat the disciple nicely and to make sure the mood, is proper. That is the reason Prabhupada keeps chastising in classes like anything. He makes sure that the mood is proper. Even this purport, you see, Prabhupada is saying that consider everyone else as an advanced devotee and call everyone else as Prabhu and take a lower position of a servant. Right? So our mood has to be set. What matters is mood. Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, said, if it was mechanical chanting that would take us back home back to Godhead, then the first thing that will go back home back to Godhead is tape recorder. Tape recorder, or at that time it was tape recorder, now we can say YouTube. So you just play, in loop, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will keep going. So mechanically it is going on. So what is the difference between a devotee chanting and a equipment or a gadget chanting? The difference is the mood. The difference is the life and mood. So the mood is very, very important in Krishna consciousness. What is our mood? And every now and then we have to revisit this point. Every now and then. Every now and then we should keep asking ourselves, is my mood proper or not? Whenever we deal with Vaishnavas, whenever we are chanting, reading, hearing, we should keep asking, is my mood proper or not? Or am I deviating? Am I deviating? And we should keep asking our superiors, our Bhakti Vriksha leaders, our sector leaders, circle leaders, that Prabhu, Mataji, is my mood proper? Do you think my mood is proper? So what is important is the mood. Yes, activity anyways externally, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is going on. But internally, what the person is thinking, no one knows. No one knows, right? So that is the mood aspect that we're talking about. And that's what Prabhupada is mentioning. And where does this all starts from? Maybe to consider every devotee as the master becomes difficult. So Prabhupada is saying that understanding of the master begins from understanding of the spiritual master. So at least we should consider the guru as at least the master. At least that should happen. So, one devotee was nicely sharing, when we newly come to Krishna consciousness. So at that time, we are very bent, acute angle, 30 degrees. We are very bent. And then we tell Hare Krishna Prabhuji. And then slowly the angle raises 45 degrees, 60 degrees. And then Hare Krishna Prabhu, Ji Gaon. Yes. And then the person starts competing with everyone else. Why that Prabhu is doing it? I should do, I deserve this. And then 90 degrees. Yes. And then it was very, the devotee was very nicely sharing. He was saying, initially when we come, everyone is Prabhuji. After some time, everyone is Prabhu. And then we start competing with everyone. Every other Prabhu. And with time, we start competing with Prabhu Pad. And with time, we start competing with Mahaprabhu. That is Mayavad. So this is what happens. If we don't check our mood, this is what happens. Again and again, the mood has to be checked. And at least the spiritual master, at least, he should be given a lot of respect and he should be considered as our master. And a very beautiful line from Guru Ashtakam by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. यस्य प्रसादात् भगवत् प्रसादो यस्या प्रसादा न गति कुतोपि. By the mercy of spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Sakshat dharitvena samasta shastre uktastathaba vyata eva sadvihi kintu prabhuryah priya eva tasya vande guru shri charanaravinda. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances onto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari. So this point, you know, I can go on speaking on this for few hours maybe. But then just to give you a glimpse, you know, anyways, the spiritual master topic will keep coming. So, yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada na gati kutopi. So, only when we have mercy of our spiritual master, only then we can actually progress on the path of bhakti. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado. If I have got mercy of him, if I have got mercy of guru, then I will get mercy of Krishna. Yasya a prasada na gati kutopi. If I don't have mercy of guru, what happens? Na gati kutopi. I can never ever advance in Krishna consciousness. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini, he says that only a bhakta can give bhakti to others. I repeat, only a bhakta can give bhakti to others. Even Bhagavan cannot give bhakti to others. Because only a bhakta has got bhakti, Bhagavan does not have bhakti. I know I confused everyone. Again, I repeat. Only a bhakta can give bhakti to others because only that bhakta has got bhakti in the heart. Correct? And whose bhakti is doing? Bhakti of Bhagavan. So he's doing bhakti of Bhagavan. He's doing devotional service to God, Krishna. But what about Bhagavan? Bhagavan does not have bhakti in the heart. Whose bhakti he will do? Yes. He cannot do his own bhakti. So Bhagavan cannot give bhakti to others. And a person who has got Krishna in the heart, he can give Krishna to others. And I'm just changing the line now from bhakti to Krishna. So a person who has got Krishna in the heart, he can give Krishna to others. Even Krishna cannot give Krishna to others because Krishna does not have Krishna. So only a devotee who has got Krishna can give Krishna to others. Obviously, this is Krishna's plan that through devotees, he gives himself or he gives bhakti to others. That is obviously his plan. But still, no, it's through the devotee. And that's the reason Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he very beautifully prays one of my favorite line. Now, every single day before chanting, I chant this. That is, Eka ki amar nahi paya bal harinama sankirtane. Alone I cannot do chanting. How I can do chanting? I'm Baddhajiva, I'm sinful person. How can I utter the holy name? It's not possible by me. Oh Gurudev, no, it's not possible by me. Oh Vaishnava Thakur, it's not possible by me. And then the next line says that, okay, Eka ki amar nahi paya bal, I don't have strength. For what? Harinama sankirtane, to do chanting. Then suppose that person is asking, so what should I do? Tumhi kripa kuri, you shower your mercy. Okay, I'll shower my mercy to you, but what are you expecting? Shraddha bindu diya, give me little shraddha. Shraddha in what? Deho Krishna nama dhane. I want Shraddha in Namadhan. I want Shraddha in the wealth of holy name. Can you please help me? This is the mood of a devotee. You know, every time when we chant, we have to beg and pray that please help me. Oh Vaishnav Thakur, oh Prabhupada, oh Acharyas, please help me. And then the next line, it says, Krishna se tumar, Krishna is yours. And that devotee, you know, that great soul might say, oh, okay, yeah, I know Krishna is mine. And then the next line, the devotee is saying, Krishna se tumar, Krishna dete paro, you can give me Krishna. So now the devotee might think, no, how can I give Krishna? I cannot give Krishna. Then the person who wants Krishna is saying, tumar shakati ache, you have strength to give me Krishna. You have that strength. See, you have Krishna and you can give me Krishna and you have the strength to give me Krishna. And then that Vaishnava Thakur is thinking, I don't think, you know, this Kartikeya Das is qualified. He just keeps speaking a lot in Bhagavatam classes, but he does not have a proper mood. I don't think I'll give him Krishna. But the only thing that we can do is what? Amito Kangal. Oh, I'm beggar. Oh, Vaishnav Thakur. Oh, Prabhupada, I'm a beggar. Hmm? And then, no, we are telling Prabhupada, if you don't give me Krishna, oh Gurudev, if you don't give me Krishna, what will I do? Amito Kangal, Krishna, Krishna, boli, dhai tava pache pache. No, like a beggar who does not leave a person on the road and keep nagging. Ek rupaye de diji, please, ek rupaye de diji. Kuch nahi khaya, I'm suffering, no, I have not eaten anything. Please give me 1 rupee. Nowadays, 10 rupees, 15 rupees, they ask. 10, 20 rupees, please give me. Yes. Till the beggar does not get money, he does not leave the person. Similarly, we will also not leave the dhoti of our guru, of Prabhupada. Amito Kangal, I am a beggar. Krishna, Krishna, boli, dai tava pache pache. I am going to run behind you just chanting Krishna, Krishna till you give me Krishna. So see, the Vaishnava acharyas have set a proper mood how to actually pray. So this is the mood in which we can pray. And only Sri Guru can give us Krishna. Please remember, no one else can give us Krishna. Only Sri Guru can give us Krishna. No one else. And trust me, this is the verdict of all the Shastras. We cannot attain Krishna by ourselves. What Krishna we will attain? Tell me, what Krishna we will attain? We are like a dwarf, no? Small bacha. We are like a dwarf. And who is Krishna? Krishna is like moon. A dwarf jumping to catch a moon, is it possible? Even if he jumps high, really high, I want Krishna. What will attain? How is it possible to attain? Tell me. We are like that dwarf. We have no qualification. No qualification at all. And we cannot think that, you know, our 16 rounds and our 4 regulative principles will actually get me Krishna. Obviously, those are the basic thing that has to be followed to be a human being. Yes, and then practice bhakti nicely. That is basic. From there, bhakti begins. But then, the important thing is, our mood by which we cry out, you know, to the Vaishnava Acharya, to Srila Prabhupada, you know, to our Guru, that, you know, please help me. You know, by your mercy only, I can attain Krishna. You know, without mercy, your mercy, I cannot attain Krishna. That's what, you know, is told here. So when we have this mood, that, oh Vaishnava Acharya, oh Vaishnava Thakur, without you, I can never ever attain Krishna this lifetime, or any lifetime for that matter. Please be merciful unto me. If this is the mood, then always we will consider that personality to be our master. As soon as this mood dwindles, you know what will happen? Martya Buddhi. Martya Buddhi means we'll start considering that person also like us. We'll start thinking, okay, my guru also has two hands, two legs. He also goes to washroom. I also go to washroom. He also takes bath. I also take bath. What is the difference? He also takes prasad 3 times. I also take prasad 3 times. I take 5 times, I'm better than him. This is called Martya Buddhi. Martya Buddhi means considering the transcendental person to be material. Considering a transcendental person to be a mortal. So this is called as Martya Buddhi. So when you don't understand that only he can give me Krishna, we will start pulling the person down. We'll tell, okay, Prabhupada also left his body. See, he also died. So, okay, I'll also die. So what's the difference between Prabhupada and me? No difference. Why should I pray to Prabhupada? Why should I pray to any guru? I don't need any guru. That's what is the mood of people in general in this world. Are you able to relate with me? When we say that, now we are envious of Krishna, so to remove that envy, guru is needed. What do you mean by guru? Guru means heavy. So a person who is heavy on us to teach us that how to get rid of envy, that person is called as guru. And in this world, people don't want to accept Guru. People want to stay independent. Why? Because they don't want to be under anyone. They don't want a master above. This is the natural tendency of the living entity. Natural tendency of Baddha Jiva. Natural tendency. I don't want anyone above me. I want to be independent. I don't want any master. I am the master. I am the supreme master. We don't want any competition. That is the reason these Mayavadis... That's how this Maya philosophy is there, right? I'm God, you are God, everyone is God. So there is no one above us. And anyone who resonates with this philosophy follows the philosophy. Simple. But that philosophy is wrong. There is a master. Krishna is the master. And representative of Krishna is also our master. And he is, you know, a person who can give us Krishna. So again and again, we should remind ourselves that only Sri Guru, only Prabhupada, can actually bestow us with their mercy to attain Krishna. And so in ISKCON, we have got Guru Puja. Separately, we do Guru Puja. So that we remind ourselves that you can actually help me. You can actually help me. We sing so nicely. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. What does that mean? Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Only at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, what is there? Kevala Bhakti is there, pure devotional service is there. Only he can give us pure devotional service. Bandhu Moi Savadhana Mate Jahara Prasada Bhai. Jahara Prasade Bhai. E Bhavatoriya Jan. Krishna Prapti Hoi Jan. Hoi Te. Jahara Prasade Bhai. By his mercy, what will happen? E Bhavatoriya Jai. I'll be able to cross this Bhavasagar. Krishna Prapti Hoi. Only by his mercy, I'll be able to attain Krishna. Krishna Prapti Hoi. Only by his mercy, I'll be able to attain Krishna. Now see, Prabhupada is such a genius. He knew very well that Baddha Jivas like Kartikeya Das will be, there in ISKCON. So let me have this Guru Puja so that they understand that it's only Guru who can actually give us Krishna. And that's the reason, whenever we sing this, even early morning we sing Samsara Dava. The last line of that is Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. That's what we're discussing. So at least that Guru should be given that position in our life. Very, very important. I can go on speaking on this topic. Guru Tattva is a very, very deep topic and we need a lot of bombardment on this. So I'm fortunate that I keep getting bombardment from my superiors, my Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. So same thing, I can pass it on. The spiritual master, the servant of God, is engaged in most confidential service of the Lord, namely delivering all the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, in which one thinks, this person is my enemy and that one is my friend. Actually, the Supreme Personality of God is a friend of all living entities, and all living entities are eternal servants of Supreme Lord. Oneness is possible through this understanding, not through artificially thinking that every one of us is God or equal to God. The true understanding is that God is the Supreme Master and that all of us are servants of Supreme Lord and are therefore on the same platform. This had already been taught to Prahlad Maharaj by his spiritual master, Narada. But Prahlad was nonetheless surprised by how a bewildered soul thinks one person is enemy and another is friend. As long as one adheres to the philosophy of duality, thinking one person a friend and another an enemy, he should be understood to be in the clutches of Maya. The Mayavadi philosopher who thinks that all living entities are God and are therefore one is also mistaken. No one is equal to God. The servant cannot be equal to the master. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, the master is one and the servants are also one, but the distinction between the master and servant must continue even in the liberated stage. In the conditioned stage, we think that some living beings are our friends, whereas others are our enemies, and thus we are in duality. In the liberated stage, however, the conception is that God is the master and that all living entities being servants of God are one. So basically the ones who don't accept the Supreme Personality of God, for them it's very difficult to understand that all the living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna and all of us are servants of Krishna. So this concept will be very, very difficult to digest for the ones who don't accept the master, the ones who don't accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of God. Because for us, we think of ourselves as master, and then when we think ourselves as master, what happens? Every other person who is around us, if they're not favorable to us, what do we call them as? Enemy. And the ones who are favorable to us, what do we call them as? Friend. But how does that really matter? Who is favorable and who is not favorable? Now, anyways, we are not master too. So why are we thinking about favorable and unfavorable people? Everyone around is a living entity, and who is a living entity? Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. Every living entity, the Swarupa of Jiva is what? Krishnera Nityadas. They are Nitya servants, eternal servants of Krishna. So somehow or the other, you know, we need to come to this understanding that yes, Krishna is the master and I am just a servant. And since I am his servant, everyone else around, since they are all servants of Krishna, I have to treat them as masters because they are much better than me. Are what you talking about us? You know, we are good for nothing. What service we do? We hardly do any service. Srimati Radharani, she thinks that, oh, now all these people, you know, who come to this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya class, all of them are so nice. Oh, Krishna, accept all of them. They're all nice. Please take them back home to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. I'm actually good for nothing. All these people, they're doing such nice follow-up in online Gita course, I tell you. Because of them, so many people are coming for the classes. They're much, much better than me. So basically, the point that I'm trying to make is, anyone who does any service, Srimati Radharani recommends our name to Krishna. We know what she says. She says, this person is much better than me. If Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost devotee of Krishna, can think that everyone else is better than me, then just imagine what we should think. How should be our mood, you know, when it comes to other Vaishnavas, other living entities? So in this way, you know, we understand that you know, we have to accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is a fact. He is Supreme Personality of God. And the other important thing is, we have to understand that Guru is the one who can actually give us Krishna. He can actually bestow that mercy on us. Third is, there is no point in being envious of the fellow Vaishnavas, you know, who are there with us. In fact, we should celebrate when some Vaishnava progresses ahead of us. We should celebrate. There was the book marathon that was happening. So every December we have this book marathon. So, I don't remember exactly who spoke. There were two sannyasis. So, I guess Delhi came first. And Pune came second or something like that. Yes. So, the sannyasi in Delhi, you know, he said that next time, you know, we should do more book distribution and make sure, you know, that we lead. But it's okay if we come second. Now, more important is we should do more book distribution and let them go first. How does that really matter? See the mood. The mood is I want to progress more, but then it doesn't matter who is first, who is second. Right? It hardly matters. And if you remember one point I had made, a very, very profound point, if you want, you can note it down. What matters in our life, in Krishna consciousness, is, are we there in the train of Goloka Vrindavan, you know, which is driven by, the driver is Prabhupada. So are we there in the train or not? It doesn't matter. Are we in the first bogey, second bogey, third bogey, or the last bogey? What matters is, are we there in the train or not? What matters is, am I getting down of the train on some station, or am I still there in the train waiting for the destination to come and waiting for the signal from Prabhupada? Now you can get down. Am I there in the train or not? That's what matters. So this point, you know, all the devotees should understand. It's okay. Any devotee who's progressing can progress, no problem. We have to take inspiration from that devotee, not envy the devotee. And also, you know, we shouldn't be the other extreme also, thinking Prabhuji is so qualified, he can do. See, he can chant 16, I cannot chant 16. I'm a Baddha Jiva. And what is the proof? Kartika Das's classes are proof. See, he told that all of us are Baddha Jiva. I'm a Baddha Jiva, I cannot chant. This is not the mood. The mood is, I want to take inspiration, you know, from that great devotee who is progressing ahead of me. So let me take inspiration and let me also follow in his footsteps and not pull him down from where he's proceeding. So in this way, this is the mood of a devotee. And our mood is, we have to finish the class on time. So we'll try to finish now. If you have any question, so you can ask. And we'll chant one round after this. So anyone has any question, please post. And please take your beads and be ready. On only bhaktas providing bhakti to others and not Krishna, how do we understand it with respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Would he be exception? So who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but then how has he come? He has come in the mood of a devotee. So he's a, you know, he has come in the mood of a devotee. So only because of that reason, he can actually give devotion to others. Now, only for that, you know, reason, he's giving us that Mahamantra, which can actually help us to attain Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but since he's in the mood of a devotee, he's able to give Krishna to us. Yes. And whose mood has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taken? Or whose mood Krishna has taken to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's a very deep topic. I don't know if it's understandable for many devotees, but I'd like to speak. So Krishna has taken the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna internally has taken the mood of Srimati Radharani, and externally the Kanti is also of Srimati Radharani. The complexion is also of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani inside and Radharani outside and in between Krishna. This is what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the greatest devotee. So that greatest devotee can actually give us Krishna. So the tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is difficult to understand, because he is the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. There is no difference between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna combined, or Radha Krishna. It is said that the two personalities Radha Krishna combined to become one personality called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I don't know how much it is understandable, but this is what is the tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, anything else? Anyone?